Gaela Kasla. My name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlawitsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
The following is from an interview between Patrice Musso and an elder named Old Hands at the Deconstructing Dinner event.
When the apology happened, I was sitting with a group of people, and there was a senator, I can't remember what his name was, he comes up to me and he says, "Do you think the Aboriginal community is going to buy the apology?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Well, why would you say that?" I told him, "Oh, let me put it to you like this. You stole my car. I know you stole my car. And you come back years later and you say, 'Old Hands, I'm sorry I stole your car. Here's $300. But you still have my car.'" And he looks at me and he goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "If you're really sincere of what the apology is to the Indigenous people of Canada, you would take all those little children that never came home, that are buried out there in unmarked graves, you would dig them up and send them back to their families. Then we all know that you're serious. But until that time, no, you're just blowing wind." And he said, "Canada would never do that." And I said, "I know, because you condemn other countries that do it, right? The atrocities to the children and mass graves, and it wouldn't look good for you." And then he kind of just looked at me, didn't know what to say, and just walked off. And I go, "This is why it's never going to work, because it's just words. You know, actions speak louder than words."
You have just heard at Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Welcome, welcome to another edition of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And you've got the next hour and a half with me, your one and only Fleur Cooper, taking you through until 7:30 tonight. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the next hour and a half. If this is the first time you're listening to Are You Aware? And you're trying to work out what the method is in my madness, it is basically I choose songs that I like and I try and find out either if the song has a positive social justice message or I just really like the band. And I try and find out if they've done anything philanthropic. This is all in an endeavor. Say that five times fast. It's a little difficult to get you, the listeners out there, to be inspired through music to contribute to positive change in your local area, your national area, or even the globe. So I hope everyone got excited about Fun Drive. That was the last time I spoke to you. That was 2 weeks ago. I'm very happy to announce that we have succeeded in our goal. We have surpassed our goal, and it's all thanks to the generosity of the listeners out there in the Lower Mainland. We were aiming for 35,000. We actually raised over $39,000, which is just fantastic. So once again, thank you. We only ask you for money once a year, so I want to say a huge, huge thank you for everybody that donated, came out to the Fun Drive finale a couple of weeks ago, and took out their checkbooks and really put their money where their ears are 24/7, which is listening to CITR. This is going to go a long way to help us move into the new Student Union building in November. So thank you for helping us move to our new place. Like we say, friends help friends move, and you guys really showed the love. Now, I want to do a big shout out to the people that gave to me. I raised $570 last year for the Are You Aware show. I tried for $750, just missed it slightly, but I did manage to surpass last year, and that just makes me very happy because I always like, improving on my last year's efforts. Last year I raised $570. This year I raised $665 towards the Fun Drive total. So I want to say thank you so much to everybody that supported, including Justine Green, Alicia Du, Alfred Gorman, Trina Innes, Vanya Cooper, Patricia Newton, Elgin Lim, Sandra McGill, Vanessa Wasnow, Chelsea Doyle, Lee Green, Andre Lalonde, Kate Moss, Andrea Sherrard, Brian McGill, and Darren G from Stereoscopic Redoubt, who does a wonderful job right after me on your 101.9 FM dial. So I just want to say a huge thank you to you all. I really appreciate you putting your money where your ears are and really supporting Fun Drive. So get ready. It'll be around this time next year. Start saving your pennies so you can help us raise more money for CITR. But I want to tell you about what I was just playing. So, and this is the stuff, this is why CITR is important, because you won't hear this stuff on commercial radio. That's why you guys listen to CITR, and that's why we're the best in the biz. Just saying. We just heard C2C, which is a French turntable group. They've been around since 1998, but they've only just released their first album, Tetra, in 2012, in September. So it's only a couple of years old. There's four of them, and they all come from the city of Nantes, and they were formerly known as Coupes de Cross, but they changed it to C2C. They actually won the Disco Mix Club World Team DJ Championship four times in a row from 2003 to 2006. And we just heard their song Someday from their Down the Road EP that was released actually in January of 2012. So 2012 was a busy year for them. And I just love their flow. It's really, really quite fun. They also won the ITF Team Championships in 2006 as well. So I hope you enjoyed that. I've got a huge selection of music for you for the next hour and 15 minutes. Is that what we're looking at right now? I've got some new stuff, some somewhat older stuff. I have some jazz. I have some hip hop, some fun, some funky stuff, all to get you excited about the fact that the seasons are turning. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel that winter's grip is slowly releasing, and soon it'll be wondrous spring, which I always love spring in Vancouver because it's so damn pretty. There's so many flowers out. You can see the
You can see the cherry blossoms blossoming already, and it's just a wonderful time in Vancouver. I remember I arrived to Vancouver over 7 years ago in January, and it was just grey and dark and terrible, and I was thinking, what am I doing here? And then spring came along, all the flowers came out, and I realized, this is such a wonderful city. Without further ado, I'm going to stick on some jazz. I heard this lady in a bar in Koh Phi Phi in Thailand at Christmas. I'd never heard of her before, loved what she was singing about, loved her voice, and thought, you know what, I'm going to play this on the show when I get back. So the next person I'm playing is a wonderful jazz singer called Madeline Perreault. She's from Athens, Georgia in the United States, and she's a singer, songwriter, and guitarist. And her vocal style, as you'll hear in a minute, has been compared to that of Billie Holiday. And once you hear, you'll understand why. I'm playing something off her fourth solo album, which was called Bare Bones, and that was released in March 2009. And this was actually a turning point in Perreault's career, which because this album was actually all original tracks. Previous to that, she had played a lot of jazz standards and covers. So this time around, she decided to write some of her own. Her most recent album, which came out in 2013, which was her sixth album, was called Blue Room. So if you like Madeline, check out her new album. She's pretty damn cool. And she did something that was very, very cool. I really liked this. In 2013, she actually performed in the third annual Night of a Thousand Judies, which is obviously a play on the fact that Judy Garland is such a huge icon in the gay community. This Pride concert was actually to benefit the Alley Former Center. And this is a center to protect lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning LGBTQ youth from homelessness and to support them in becoming safe and independent. A lot of the time, you think that society has progressed over the many decades and, you know, the gay rights movement has done so much in the last sort of 40 to 50 years. And for a lot of my generation and a lot of generations under me, you know, being gay is everybody to the, sort of everybody's choice, their own choice, and not really seen as much of an issue for a large majority. Obviously, there are people that have some pretty conservative views, but we, you know, coming out is such a huge thing, and it's a huge thing for anybody in the gay community. But a lot of the time, unfortunately, it's met with a lot of anger, frustration, and just real, you know, parents being upset, what have you. And unfortunately, a lot of these LGBTQ youth actually get kicked out of their houses and become homeless. So what this organization is trying to do, it started in June 2002 in response to the lack of safe shelter for the LGBTQ youth in New York City. So Google Al For Me Center if you are interested in to find out more about that. And I'm going to leave you with the beautiful tones of Madeline Perreault. This song is called You Can't Do Me. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Should have been Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.
Awful lot, skies they opened wide for us. Oh, what a heavy rain it was that covered all of you. The wind has changed my boy. I never knew a voice like yours, but I know just what good it was that fly you hold on to. But all those shadows coming.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we heard the mythological sounding voice of Ostra, Canada's own Ostra, with their song Sleep from their album Olympia. They've been around for quite some time, since 2009, and they stick around Toronto, Ontario. But they're actually doing a lot of great work. Their debut album, Feel It Break, was released in May of 2011, and it was shortlisted in the Polaris Music Prize for 2011. And the second album, Olympia, was released last June in 2013. And Ostra actually it's the middle name of the lead singer, which is kind of cool. And it's the goddess of light in Latvian mythology, which is kind of cool. In the middle there, Basia Bulat, in my mind, cannot do anything wrong. She is such a great singer. Another Canadian lady, and she's known for performing with an auto harp, which is kind of cool. It's like those electronic small, if you've ever seen A Mighty Wind, it's in that great movie, it's in there. And she has been actually an honorary member of Ontario's Polonia Polish community. She's obviously got some Polish background. She released an independent EP in 2005 and then was subsequently signed to Rough Trade Records. Her second album, which we just heard with the song, what was it? Go On. The album was called Heart of My Own, and it was released in January 2010. And she was longlisted for that album for the Polaris Music Prize in 2010 as well. And then in 2013, Tall Tall Shadow was released, and it was the third album of Basia Bulat. So, to inspire you guys to be involved, how many people out there like tea and cakes and scones? Well, if you're a tea aficionado and want to hear about some powerful women doing some really cool things around, check out the High Tea Social Seminar. This is being put on by Medina Fund, and it's actually raising funds for pancreatic cancer. So this is happening this Saturday, March 15th, at BMO Hall at the Van Dusen Botanical Gardens. There's some pretty cool speakers, including Carolyn McGilvray, from the founder of the Beauty Night Society, as well as Sade St. Denis, which is the executive director of Shanti Uganda, and Darcy, I hope I get this way right, I apologize for butchering this last this person's last name. She's an Olympic silver medalist and kids sport advocate. Darcy McQuad. I hope I said that right. I apologize. I can't speak French, even though I have a French name. It's bad. I know. Tickets are $75, and you can find out more about that if you go to www.medianfundraising.com, or you can check it out on Median Fundraising on their Facebook page. And a really cool, fun thing to do on a Saturday, dreary Saturday by the looks of things. It's going to be raining cats and dogs as per usual. What is going on right now with beautiful week-long sunny weather, and then by the weekend it turns to hell? I don't know. I want spring here immediately. So if you wanted to check out that, you can find that also on, there's this great website called it's called VancouverCharity.ca, and that tells you about any kind of fundraising events that are coming up in the next little while. The one after that, the next one, is the 5th Annual Art of Being Together, which is going to be happening on April 3rd. That's a little bit away. But March 16th, we're actually doing the Climb the Wall, the Stair Climb for Clean Air, which is happening as well. And this is no walk. It's in the park. It's a 48 thigh-burning story skywalk in support of lung health, which is kind of cool. So that's happening on Sunday if you want to do that. That's 500-plus climbers, firefighters, and volunteers climbing at 8:30 a.m. at the Sheraton Vancouver Wall Centre in downtown Vancouver, and it's raising much-needed funds for lung health research, education, and advocacy. So I'm sure you can still register. Find out more about climbthewall.com. You should just sort of go to, facebook.com, startclimb, and find out more about that. It's kind of a cool little thing to do, walking up the I don't know if I could do that. The wall center might be a bit too much. But if you wanted to get energetic and around, there are some two cool fundraising events that are happening in your local community to be involved in. Now, before I set up the next lot, I actually have some pretty fun hip hop heading your way, the next three songs. Rafael Sadiq is who I'm playing next from his album Stone Roller. The song I'm going to play is Daydreams. He's actually an American singer, songwriter, musician, guitarist, and record producer. And for the older generations that were probably born in the early 80s, maybe in the 70s, you might remember him involved in the multi-platinum group Tony Tone. He was part of them, and he also produced songs for a whack load of artists, including TLC, Joss Stone, D'Angelo, Mary J. Blige, and the one and only John Legend. His fourth studio album, Stone Roller, was released on March 25th, 2011, and he actually performed in 2012 to support a documentary calling Becoming Bulletproof. He gave a rare intimate performance at the Del Monte Speakeasy in LA. This was actually a documentary about Zeno Mountain Farms, which is an organization that runs camps for peoples with and without disabilities. So without further ado, this is Rafael Sadiq with Daydreams. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Have you ever wanted to buy someone you love something but you couldn't afford it? But you just bought it anyway. You know how that go. Yes, I'm living on daydreams. Don't buy me something I can't afford. Yes, I'm living on daydreams. Don't buy me something I can't afford. When the price ain't right and everything ain't looking right, but you still want it all. This line is long, but still I ponder. This here check won't last till October, but nothing's more special than bringing my gift to you. Oh, I'm living on daydreams. Gonna buy me something I can't afford. Living on daydreams. Living on daydreams. Yes, I'm living on daydreams. I'm gonna buy me something I can't afford. When the sun goes out, I find myself spending money on foolish necessities. This woman I got is worth a lot for me. She sure hit the spot. Nothing more special than bringing them gifts to you. Ooh, I'm living on daydreams. I'm gonna buy me something I can't afford. Cause I'm living on daydreams. I'm gonna buy me something I can't afford. Take it home, take it home.
Me. I miss all of y'all. Ooh. Hey. All y'all girls standing together like that. Can't take it.
The Vancouver International Dance Festival returns for their 14th iteration this March 7th to the 29th. Witness two forms of dance designed to subvert culture collide when Buto artist Michael Sakamoto and street dancer Rennie Harris face off. See international flamenco superstar Israel Galvan's fast and fancy footwork fly off the stage. Watch what happens when jazz piano improvisation meets ballet with Yui Kawaguchi and Aki Takase, with free shows by Vancouver fan favorite 605 Collective and Modus Operandi. You are sure to find something you love. For show information and tickets, go to vidf.ca.
I am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes, but I laugh. And I eat well, and I grow strong. Tomorrow I'll sit at the table when company comes. Nobody will dare say to me, eat in the kitchen then. Besides, they'll see how beautiful I am and be ashamed. I, too, am American.
Amen. Now let that preaching man preach. I heard all through the grapevine, you got that shit they can't beat. I lost some feeling in myself, so all my heart do now is beat. I took a loss, I took a toll, now all I wanna do is sleep. If you ain't got it, go and get it up. Don't you don't eat. That real shit's not for everybody. That's that shit you can't teach. I built this dream for everybody, for those ones that can't preach. If you don't like it, motherfuck you, and that's word from Mama E. I dropped a bomb up in they lap, I had them jumping out they seat. That shit was news to everybody, everybody but me. Oh, you ain't listen, homie, tell them I'm a motherfucking beast. It's the Republic.
services cost too much. For talk to be so cheap. And the world's too cold for one to take out a heat. But give it time and they gon' find out we the motherfucking truth. We got everything they want and then there's nothing they can do. Bitch, we aiming for the sky like we was trying to knock it loose. And stopping's not an option till we back in all who knew like I heard you.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Apologies for the loose language in that one. I meant to get to that content warning before it played, but it got away from me. So apologies to anyone that was offended by the loose language. But you know what? We're an independent radio station, so sometimes those little naughty words slip in, but a great a good mix with Adele. And that guy was Johnny Astro, and the song was Goodnight America, obviously featuring Adele from his album The World Ends. And he's actually from Texas, Arlington, Texas. He's a rapper, producer, and songwriter, and he's been making music since he was 13 years old. And you can tell that he knows what he's doing, because that was really well mixed and a really thought-provoking song nonetheless. In the middle there, Pharrell Williams, the man of the moment, the man that everybody can't get enough of, especially that Arby's hat that I think was sold, like went on eBay last week, the week before, for like maybe $40,000. That weird Arby's hat that he insisted on wearing to all the award ceremonies that he's been around in the last couple of months. So that was all to raise funds for his non-profit organization, which is actually called From One Hand to Another. What you just heard was the song. What was it? It was called Come Get It, Bay, and that's his new album that was literally released on March 3rd. So, like, what is today? The 13th? 10 days ago. So, fresh off the press. Now, we all know Pharrell because of NERD. He's the lead vocalist and drummer of NERD. He's also done a lot of record production as well, and he's part of the record production duo called The Neptunes. So not only is he a singer, songwriter, rapper, record producer, musician, and fashion designer, he actually has two fashion lines. So he's a multi-talent, a quadruple threat or more, I'd say. He's actually The Neptunes with NERD with two childhood friends, which is kind of cool. Williams is building a $35 million after-school center in his hometown of Virginia Beach. His charity From One Hand to Another is a foundation developed for youth between the ages of 7 and 20 in at-risk communities throughout the country. So basically what they want to do is improve the concept of community centers, modernize them so that they really empower kids to learn through new technologies, arts, and media. So they really focus on providing educational, what they call STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, mathematics, and motivation related tools needed to for the future success of children. So their aim is to really modernize community centers around America, which is kind of cool. Now, I wanted to tell you about some dates. There's some important dates coming up over the next couple of weeks before I see you again at the end, or talk to you again, I should say, at the end of March. So if you don't know, Are You Aware actually is on every second week. So if it's not me in this position, it's Peanut Butter and Jams do the alternative Thursday. So every second Thursday you'll hear Are You Aware from 6 to 7.30. And then on the other Thursdays you'll hear Peanut Butter and Jams, a great show same time slot. So when I'm not on next week, there's some really interesting days that are coming up and a really cool things happening at UBC that I'd like to tell you about. So on March 21st, circle your calendars for that day. It's the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. And this is an international day that was designated by the United Nations back in 1960. So this was established 6 years after an event known as the Chappelle Tragedy, which was basically a Chappelle massacre, which captured the worldwide's attention at that time. The event involved police opening fire and killing 69 people at a peaceful demonstration against the apartheid pass laws in Chappelle, South Africa, in March 21st, 1960. So, sorry, the International Day of the Elimination of Racial Discrimination actually was established in 1966. So these pass laws, basically in South Africa during that time, any person of colour or a minority had to have a pass to show that they were able to move throughout the streets and communities of South Africa. And if they didn't, they would be imprisoned. If they didn't have that pass on them, they would be imprisoned and potentially tortured and all that nasty stuff that went along with apartheid. So when this Chappelle massacre happened, and it was one of many massacres that occurred during that nearly 100-year apartheid regime, the world obviously was aghast with that, and that's why the International Day of the Elimination of Racial Discrimination started. So it's always important to keep that that flag flying high against racial discrimination. And on March 25th, UBC is actually putting on a little sort of workshop discussion panel called Rule Out Racism. There'll be UBC on March 25th will be hosting I'm Not Racist, But... dot, dot, dot. This is a program of speakers, discussion, and workshops addressing the need for conversation, I'll get there in the end, about institutional racism, what it is, and the ways to work collaboratively, I'll get there in a minute, and respectfully to end it. The UBC Equity and Inclusions Office, in partnership with UBC Human Resources and the Institute for Gender, Race, Sexuality and Social Justice, invites UBC staff, faculty, and anyone who's interested in professional development opportunities for that. So I thought that was a pretty cool thing that they were doing with regards to ruling out racism, because we all have to be vigilant every day to make sure that everyone is treated with equality, respect, and kindness, I think is the best way to describe that. So hopefully, one day it won't have to be an issue In the future, because everyone is living in harmony. But until that day, we really have to fight to suppress racial discrimination, because you know what? There's so many wonderful races out there and we all contribute amazing things to the world. And you know what? No one wants to just listen to one person. We want to listen to everybody. So that's my little soapbox for today. I have still have a bunch of music that I need to get through, and I don't want to hinder the wonderful listening that I have available for you. The next band that I've got for you is the Albertans. This is a collection of musicians that came together in Vancouver, but are from all over the country or all over North America. The songwriter is actually a native Milwaukee, and the bassist is a Albertan. And they met while members of New York's Bravo Silver. When that outfit ended, they began playing in New York under the name Sex with an Angel, and then they moved to Vancouver in 2008. The album that we're going to be listening to is called Dangerous Anything, and it's their third full-length album. The song you're going to listen to tonight is called Begin, B-E-G-U-I-N. I have no idea how to say that, but I'll Begin. We'll go with that one. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. That was Man Man. I just heart Man Man so much. They're so good. That song just makes you happy and smile and great, great lyrics. Just hold on to your heart when everything else is crumbling around you. That is from their new album on Oni Pond, and that song was called Head On. And if you haven't heard of Man Man, you have been under a rock. Go check them out. Specifically, go check them out at Takeaway Shows. Just Google Takeaway Shows and it'll come up. This is a fantastic website. I plug it all the time on the show. Love it, love it, love it. It's really inspirational. Basically, this cinematographer called Vincent Moon has filmed all these great indie artists in really interesting areas around the world, for example, Phoenix on a double-decker bus, open-air double-decker bus, touring around Paris, going past the Eiffel Tower singing a song. And they have Arcade Fire, I think, in an elevator. They have Man Man in a just a cafe talking. Oh, and I think Man Man's also singing. Man Man's also in an apartment, if I remember. It's just really cool areas to record music and videotape it, and it's beautifully shot. They have I can see them. They're on a subway train and they're fantastic. Oh, I can't think of who it is right now, but I will. I love them. I can't believe I can't think of them. Anyway, go check out Takeaway Shows. It's really cool. Very, very beautiful film cinematography and great music. They are Man Man's. I want to tell you a bit more about them instead of talking about Takeaway Shows. They're a band from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They finished their fifth studio album, which was released last September. So that's they've been around for a while, so there's a lot of music you can find out about. And they have, their lyrics are just absolutely beautiful. In August 2011, they actually were involved in a free album in support of public radio called Raise Your Voice. This is a 16-track compilation of music from Anti Artists, the Anti record label, being offered as a free download to advocate for public broadcasting. Hear, hear. Anyone who signed up or joined the campaign was able to download the compilation, which was only available, unfortunately, for a limited time back in 2011. The voice, Raise Your Voice artists, including Wilco, Tom Waits, Nico Case, Booker T, Jones, Man Man, Dr. Dog, Mavis Staples, which is just fantastic, Jolie Holland, who else? Lost in the Trees, The Swell Season. If you haven't checked out The Swell Season, check them out. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. So very, very cool. And 170 million Americans for Public Broadcasting is a collaboration of public radio and television stations, national organizations as well, all advocating for free public radio and media. So obviously at CITR, we love the sound of that. In the middle there, we had Dum Dum Girls with their new album, Too True, which was actually released in October of last year. They're playing at the Biltmore on April 4th, so get your tickets early because it's going to be, I'm sure, a sold-out show and a fantastic show. I'm surprised that that's, I thought they'd be playing at a bigger venue, but no matter. Biltmore is a fantastic venue. They actually began as a, in someone's bedroom, a recording project by the lead singer in Los Angeles back in the day. And they've released a whole bunch of albums. Like I said, this is their third full-length album, which was actually, sorry, I gave you the wrong information. It wasn't released in October 2013. That's when it was announced. It was actually released in January 2014. So late January. So it's very, very new. And they've actually been involved in a fun Valentine project for charity. So a couple of years ago, in five locations around the city, they placed Making Time decorated Valentine boxes with heart-shaped Valentine cards and Sharpies attached. And they asked people to fill out cards and place them into boxes. And for each Valentine card filled out by the end of that week, they were going to donate a dollar to Musicopia, which is aims to enrich the fund and fund music programs in greater Philadelphia area schools, which is kind of cool. So they were playing a benefit concert in support of that Valentine project, which I just love. It's so cool. Well, I've only got 15 minutes and I've got four more songs to get through to you before Darren G's in the hot seat for Stereoscopic Readout. So the next band that I'm actually playing is a goodie, an oldie, but with a new album. I am playing Primal Scream. They've been around for donkey's years and are actually brilliant, brilliant musicians that have done so much over the years. This is their new album, More Light, and this is actually the bonus track off More Light. It's called Nothing Real, Nothing Is Real, Nothing Is Unreal, and typical brilliant Primal Scream style. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
peanut butter and jam!
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
Peanut butter. Damn! First you dig peanuts and you dig 'em. You dig 'em. Then you crush 'em. You crush 'em. Then you spread 'em. You spread 'em. Peanut butter. Damn! Peanut butter.
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your hosts Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
You're listening to RUM, music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I can't hear anything through my headphones. For some reason, my headphones have stopped working. So hopefully this sounds all good out there to you. I honestly have no idea how I sound like. But anyway, I'm sure I sound all good. That was Mode Modern with Unburden Yourself from their album Occult Delight. And that was very Oh, very like 90s, kind of like, late 80s, early 90s, a bit of new order-ish kind of voice to it. I don't know, like it just reminds me of that kind of era, and that's why I put it on. That was released in January 21st of this year, and they're from Vancouver, which is kind of cool. Before I go and bid you adieu for another 2 weeks, I have one more album to share with you today. I haven't even put it on. Oh my gosh, I have just lost the plot in the last 5 minutes of the show. I get so excited that Darren G is coming into the studio that I don't know what to do. I get so excited and then I forget that I should probably put a CD in before I go back on air. But that's the great thing about CITR. We're perfectly unpolished here, and it's that kind of fly by the seat of your pants kind of style that you guys like out there and obviously tune in every minute of the day to us. So before I leave, I'm going to play Cold Specs, a great Canadian band that's been around for a while. And this album is called I Predict a Graceful Expulsion. And the song I'm going to play is Winter Solstice. I will be with you in 2 weeks. In the meantime, be good to one another and enjoy spring when it comes. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Ciao for now.